الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم. Don't make your fingers like that. Open them. نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. This became a masjid here. دستور يا سيدي مدد. دستور يا سيدي يا رسول الله، يا رحمة للعالمين، يا شفيع المذنبين، مدد. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه. You can come, ladies, come a little bit forward. Tahir, move this way more. You, yeah. Have to is whatever Maulana is sending, I'm saying. I'm not preparing, I'm not saying I am something, I'm nothing. I'm sitting on the chair only because for everyone to see me. A chair, you don't need a chair. Means you don't need to be arrogant. Chairs gives arrogance. Don't try to be glued to your chair. Who likes to sit on it? Let him sit. In tariqa is not the one who sit, or those who sit on the chairs are the, might be they are the awliya, or might be they have a higher rank. No. The one who sits might be by the door, might be more important than those who think they have big turbans or long beard. Allah knows best. We must know that we are being created for servanthood. To be a servant. Servant comes from serve. Means you have to serve. That is what is servant. Serve whom? People must know and understand that serve, you are not serving Allah. You are serving yourself. Serving yourself to become a servant. If you don't serve yourself, then you are not a real servant. Prophets, their message is to serve the Ummah. They become servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are normal people. Awliyaullah, they have to serve the Ummah in order to inherit from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But normal people, they cannot serve themselves. How they are going to serve others? They have to serve themselves. And serving ourselves is coming against our egos. tariqa is at tariqa tu kulluha adabun. At tariqa is all of it is discipline. Without discipline, there is no tariqa. And to serve is to eliminate what is bad and to keep what is good. They say to you, green organization, what you call them, this green movement. What they do to keep the nature always green. But they forgot about the green of themselves. They're looking outside themselves. They are not looking within themselves. They want everything green out, but they don't want to be in themselves. Everything is green in. So what's the benefit? The benefit is, the disadvantage is they are not able to tell themselves to be green, so they might be some kind of disadvantage of destroying their souls. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man arifa nafsahu faqad arifa rabbahu." Who knows himself knows his Lord. If we are not able to know ourselves, how we are going to know our Lord? No one will know his Lord. But if you don't know yourself, means you might goes over the limits. And when you goes over the limits, then you are transgressing, you say? Trespassing or transgressing something that has no right for you, it become fire back against you. So we have to know our limits and where we stand. And people today are beyond the limits. They are going far, although they pray and they fast. But Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in his hadith that the poor is the one that he has no amal. Even if he fast and pray, his amal disappear because he is moving beyond his limits. So we have to know our limits and not to impose things on people before we impose it on ourselves. There was, not now, one previous time, they have these talk shows in one country, in the Gulf. And people, because today they put eyeglasses, dark eyeglasses, they say because of the sun. But some of them, they might, but some of them, they put eyeglasses because they don't want anyone to see them where they are looking. And some of them, they have mirrors even. You cannot see where their eyes are looking. Right. Professor? So where they are looking might be something haram. Might be looking at women. Sir, you cannot see their eyes. And many scholars are in this problem, in this mistake. They want to enjoy themselves, they put eyeglasses. Men and women. Not only men, women. So, there was a show on the TV, and always when that person comes, two of them, on the TV, they have dark eyeglasses on TV. I thought at the beginning, this is a story like in the late 70s, not now. I see them with these eyeglasses. I was young. I was in the 20s. I said, they come on the show with dark eyeglasses. Why they might be they are blind? So I was pitying them. But they were scholars. So one day I met them. But they were not blind. They were well, their eyes good, but they putting eyeglasses dark. But not on the street. On the street they have normal eyeglasses, but on the TV they have black eyeglasses. One of them looks at that time, white beard like my beard, in his 60s, and the other one in his 70s. I said, alhamdulillah, these are not blind. I didn't know there was someone like me has this thinking, why they have these eyeglasses on the show. So you know, on the show, the people calls. It was live. I was watching. And a question came from one. He said, I wonder, I know Sheikh this name and Sheikh that name. They are big scholars. We respect them. But I want to know why in the studio they have dark eyeglasses. And the answer was really amazing. Why, Professor, you are smiling from inside. It was an amazing answer. They said that we don't want women to have fitna with us, looking at our eyes. Because we are closing like niqab. So we are closing our eyes because we are beautiful. That's what it means. In order, women will not have fitna. We don't want to be fitna for people, especially women. One is like 60, 70 years and the other is 70, 80 years. They have eyeglasses because people are watching them. Is amazing answer. Any stupid person will not accept that answer. So, because they know that they don't know their limits, they went so far, they cannot come back. They became blind, like these eyeglasses make them more blind. Not to see the truth and to open up. People today, two sides. Either you are keeping the traditional Islamic beliefs, or you are moving to an ideology which ties you completely, and Islam does not tie you, give you big stretch. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to give way for everything in order that we can feel easy. One person came to him and he said, Ya Rasulallah, قَدْ كَثُرَتْ عَلَيَّ شَرَائِعُ الْإِسْلَامِ. One, look for one, what he answered. He said to him, Ya Rasulallah, Islam, the different sharia and different discipline, understanding of Islam is too much on me. I cannot follow it up. Give me something that is easy, that I can cope with. Look, Prophet ﷺ, he brought it all from up to give it to him in a simple way. He said, اجعل لسانك رطبا بذكر الله. Keep your tongue wet with Allah zikr, with zikrullah. That hadith, they cannot contradict, they cannot say anything except sahih. اجعل لسانك رطبا بذكر الله. Means, we are not asking you to do what you cannot. This is your limit. Keep your tongue wet, means continuously keep your tongue with zikrullah. Don't bother what people they speaking. Look at yourself within you. Don't look further away. You will lose. That's why to keep that in mind, you must be, in order that you will get that blessings and that manifestation of zikrullah on your tongue, you have to keep remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba, Prophet brought them up by seeing him every day and remembering him. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to show humbleness, was keeping company with Jibril alayhi salam. They said, no, Musa didn't need Jibril, he was speaking directly. But Prophet showing humbleness, Allah wants to show people, look, this is the seals of messenger, this is the beloved one, and I made him to need someone out of humbleness. To teach us that you need a guide. Like Prophet ﷺ needed a guide, although he doesn't need. He is the guide for the whole universe. Allah gave him ulum al-awwaleen wal-akhirin, the knowledge of before, knowledge of after. He didn't need. But in order that we understand, he was leaving from Mecca to Medina, migrating. The one who went all the way to Masjid al-Aqsa. And from Masjid al-Aqsa, he went in Mi'raj to Kaaba Qawsayn aw Adna. He needs someone to show him the way from Mecca to Medina. But he did ask a guide to take him from Mecca to Medina. In order that we have to know that we cannot go directly. We cannot understand. We don't have yet that perfume that you need to dress, as we said yesterday, you need to dress on you in order to go to that divine presence. You go stinky, if you go stinky, you will be refused. Cannot come in. They search you. There is security today. You have something on you bad? They say, no, you cannot pass security, go back. You have to come through security clean. Right? You have to go to the Divine Presence clean, pure, smelling nice. Not bringing with you shaitan. Those suicide bombers, they are bringing with them shaitan. Killing innocent people for nothing. No, you have to leave shaitan and come. So how to do that? You need a guide. You need someone to guide you. And Allah said in Holy Quran, وَفَوْكَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Listen. This is very important. Above every knower, there is a knower. Means above every sheikh, there is a sheikh. Don't say, oh, I took bay'ah with this sheikh. But you have to know there is above every sheikh, there is a sheikh. وَفَوْكَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allah said in Holy Quran, above every knower, there is a knower. Above every knowledge, there is a knowledge. I was in Africa, and mainly in North Africa, they are Tijani people, Tijani Tariqa. Tijani and Qadiri. Very, there is no Naqshbandis there. Except in Egypt. I'm speaking about the West Coast and the East Coast, but not by the Mediterranean Sea. No, there is a lot of Naqshbandis there, but under the West, Ghana and Senegal and Ivory Coast and all these areas, and the East Coast, like Kenya, where we went. I saw many Tijanis and many Samani and different Tariqa Qadiris. And there are many people who asked scholars after we meet with them, and they want to be, they liked us, but they are already in Tariqa, but they are questioning, can they take bay'ah on the Naqshbandi Tariqa? So I know, yes, because Maulana Sheikh Nazim and Grand Sheikh, many times they said that ablution over ablution is sunnah, is nurun ala nur, light upon light. You have ablution to pray zuhur, and asr came, and you still have ablution. It's sunnah to make new ablution, because it will be light over light, without spoiling your first ablution. Only make another ablution. And in Tariqa you can, if you see that's needed, no problem of giving a Tariqa on top of another Tariqa, because it will accumulate more barakah. But since Tijaniya is very strong there and other Qadiri Tariqa, so I gave a call to Maulana Sheikh. I hate people who say, if they are representative of the Sheikh, I hate them to say, oh, came to my heart this from Sheikh. That is mardudun alayhim. It's rejected on them, throwing back on them. These are false ones. You cannot say something you don't have. You are lying. It's not easy to connect with your Sheikh's heart and get an answer. Not everyone has this power. This power needs a very high level in wilaya, in sainthood. Like Sayyidina Umar seeing Saria and sending him a message from Medina to Sham. Ya Saria al-Jabal, take the mountain in your back. And Saria was hearing him and he was speaking from the minbar in Medina. And this is an authentic hadith. We cannot reject it. Sayyidina Umar was able to see and speak. Saria was able only to hear. So, difference. Not everyone can inherit that power from Prophet ﷺ. Only very few saints. Now you have, Maulana has hundreds of representatives. Everyone claim that he is, when he speaks, like I heard someone here in this area, New York area, say to himself, to people, that whatever I'm telling you is what Prophet sending to me. And Sheikh Nazim sending to me. His words are not, have no values. He is going to be responsible for what he is saying. Especially in issues that is a very sensitive, like giving tariqah. Giving tariqah, today people come, they say, oh, we need bay'ah. Ah, you give bay'ah, you think that is a bay'ah? But it's a, we say it is a baraka bay'ah. It's not the bay'ah that it is being given long time ago, the way to be given long time ago. Long time ago, no one used to be able to take bay'ah from shiuch until they study and they learn under their guidance all what about Islam, sharia and haqiqah, everything, and with tafsirul Quran. I never saw, and I said it many times, I never saw grand sheikh with all the people that used to come in his time that he gave bay'ah to anyone. He only used to say, I have two students. He used this word. Nazim Effendi, Hussein Effendi. Mean Sheikh Nazim and Sheikh Hussein. That's it. That's a real. Never he said, I am giving you bay'ah. They don't give. Today, because the tariqah spread, where you think in Tijaniya tariqah it's easy to take bay'ah from a Tijani sheikh. Might be in the West here it's so easy because it is, it's free. It's like you are passing a paper. But go to Senegal. You can be a Tijani so easy? You have to study. You have to learn Sharia. The chief, the imam there, the authority of that person who is Khalifa of Sheikh Ahmad Bamba or Ibrahim Niaz. You're not going to give any way until you be strong in your learning. But for a hikmah, wisdom, that no one knows, except few, that Mawlana Sheikh Nazim is giving bay'ah east and west to spread the barakah. They are, today we are in a time that everything is difficult. So only you take their hands is like Now tomorrow they will speak like what I'm saying. They copy everything I say, they copy. No problem. They, how do you connect yourself? You make for yourself an email? And then you'll be able to reach through email. Maulana spreading the system of heavenly emails through different websites that carry his name. Although that person who is designing that website means that representative, it's not really, but in a analogy, explanation. The one who is representing, direct them to that server and give them that connection of emails. All of them are connected to Maulana Sheikh. Not through that person anymore, it's finished. He doesn't exist anymore. When you get an email through Google or Yahoo or what else you have, Tahir, Gmail or whatever, as soon as you connect, you are finished. The Gmail or the Yahoo or the Google are the one that are the important. They are not anymore anything. If I come to you, say, Zulfikar, connect with Google, you connect, you don't need me anymore. You are there already. With this kind of knowledge, heavenly knowledge, that we gave an explanation in a technologic knowledge, that awliyaullah, they want your email in order to send you messages. Google doesn't send you messages? Huh? Yahoo doesn't send you messages? Huh? Yes. Sometimes you call them trash. Junk mail. You don't look at them. But awliya Allah, they have no junk mail. That junk one, without him knowing anything, that one who say, I am representative, connect you there, it's finished. It's the job of the heavenly Google. The heavenly Sheikh is the one that you'll be receiving from. You'll be receiving, not making you sheikhs, but you will be blessed with whatever Allah dressed him in 24 hours by barakah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he dressed you. He sent you that emails back. And for you, it is, you don't feel it, you don't see it, you don't know about it, but it become a way for him to reach you. Because you came the first step, he is now ordered by Allah to come to you 99 steps. So these junk representatives, and one, there is one of them here in this area, they don't know that they are junk. They think they are big awliya. And they give order, jinn is, I send jinn on you, I send this on you, I do black magic on you, I do if you don't behave well, if you don't do, discipline you. And in any case, but Maulana leaves them because, they ask me why Maulana leaves them. Because he wants them to connect these people, and that's it. They finish. Their job is finished. When you connect, but since people keep coming, since keep connecting. So that is a way today, because awliyaullah, they want to spread that barakah that they are receiving, and we are in days of Akhirah, because we saw what Prophet ﷺ has predicted about the signs of the last days happened. So they want to spread as much as possible Rahmatullah. And it comes through this kind of teaching. Before it was not. Now they're giving initiation to anyone. Anyone ask initiation, give. Because they are responsible there. They have having the responsibility on us. So when this sensitive issue came in Africa, and it first came in Abidjan, in Ivory Coast, I said, Maulana, I gave him a call, because this is sensitive. It's not something you can... Although I have some inspiration and knowledge about it, but I cannot. I have to get the permission. I called Maulana physically, and that's where you are. You are in need. That's why when people come to say to me, oh, I got an inspiration or the... No. Physically, you have to get it. Because your system is a junk system. Your receiver is broken. And you want to teach me that you got inspiration? If you got inspiration, I would have got it before you. I'm not coming yesterday. I'm not claiming anything. But Maulana, if he wants to send something, we would get it before the others get it. But keeping quiet is better. So when I saw this opening, and there are thousands of people, and some of them they asked, like imams, they asked for bay'ah. What was that Qadri imam the Monday is here?
Abbasisi.
He said, I want Naqshbandi tariqat. Not from Ghana.
Ivory Coast.
So I can give him. I have permission, but no, this is a sensitive issue. Huh? So I called Maulana Sheikh and I said, I give. And he said, of course. We are authorized on Tijaniya and on other tariqats, on all of them, the 40, I am authorized. You give on my behalf. And I gave them, all of them. On the Naqshbandi tariqa, they have thousands of followers behind them. And we dress them with these turbans on the Naqshbandi order that come from Maulana Sheikh. This is nothing, not to speak about ourselves, but this is the barakah of the Sheikh. Wherever he sent us, thousands of people comes. And they rush to you and they run to you. How? We don't know. It's amazing to me. They tell me, come here, we go there, and we expect 10, 20 people, we find thousands of people. And even I don't speak, they want tariqah. It's the barakah and the power of the Sheikh through you. One of them is just coming now here. This one is different. So, guidance is important. You give him space to come and sit here. You sit, you keep sitting, you keep sitting. Sit on the other side, you come sit here. Ahlan bil Sheikh, bil Imam, Sheikh al-Islam.
اليوم كيف
الحال؟ أهلا كيف حالك يا شيخ؟
بخير
بارك الله فيك أهلا وسهلا
تفضل تفضل
Assalamu alaikum.
Give a space here that some of them sit here. Alaikum salam. Chief, come sit here.
اليوم مريض شوية.
يا مريض تفضل.
شكرا يا
الله. شو مريض؟ ما حلك وصلت صرت مريض؟
الله.
So let me finish this. Sit on your knee, not sit on your knee, sit normally. So, as we said that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sorry Sheikh Imam, but let me finish it that quickly and then. So Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wassalam that went for Mi'raj and went for Isra from Mecca to Masjid al-Aqsa cannot go from Mecca to Medina without a guide. For heavens Allah made him to need a guide, heavenly guide. For dunya Allah made him to need a worldly guide with Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq from Mecca to Medina. Jibreel alayhi salam, heavenly one. The guide for them in from Mecca to Medina, dunya one. Means you need one leg in dunya, one leg in akhirah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. وَقِنَا عَذَبَ النَّارِ. So when you have one leg in dunya, means as Sayyidina Ali said, اعمل لدنياك كأنك تعيش أبدا. Do for your dunya as if you are living forever. وَعْمَلْ لِآخِرَتِكَ كَأَنَّكَ تَمُوتُ غَدَا. And do for your akhirah as if you are dying tomorrow. But we are doing for our akhirah as if we are not going to die forever. So we are doing for dunya as if we are not going to die forever. We never remember about akhirah. They asked Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man al muflis? Prophet asked sahaba, man al muflis? Qal wa man la mala lah. Qal la man la amala lah. Wa in sama wa in salla. They asked, who is the poor? He said, Prophet asked, who is the poor? They said, the poor is the one that has no money. He said, no, the one who has no amal. They said, even, Ya Rasulallah, wa in sama wa in salla. He said, wa in sama wa in salla. Even he prays and fast. Means, O Muslim, don't lose your amal by forgetting about your akhirah and remembering only about your dunya. Because dunya eats the hasanat. You keep doing praying and fasting and it eats them. Because you do sayyat, it eats them. You are not remembering about your akhirah. So guidance is necessary. I went to Sheikh al-Islam's country, Ivory Coast. I know no one. I need a guide. I have to take him as my guide. He sent me the invitation, he got the visa because of that. We were able to go on the plane because you have a visa. You arrived there, mashallah, respecting us. All kind of real respect he showed us, and we entered the city. So you need a guide or not? How you want to go to heavenly worshipness, and you say you don't need a guide? You will do it by yourself. This is rejected. Those who they say there is no hierarchy in Islam is rejected. Yes, there is no hierarchy in arrogance. But if people are humble, awliyaullah are humble, no problem if they have levels. أَنْزِلُ النَّاسَ مَنَازِلَهُمْ. Give respect to everyone according to his level. You cannot throw people in the dungeon as they showed us in Cape Coast, in Ghana. they brought all these, call them slaves, they might be honorable people in their communities. They kidnapped them and they brought them in that dungeon and they sold them as slaves and they tortured them. Can speak about this later. So, no, Allah said, أَنزِلُ النَّاسَ مَنَازِلَهُمْ. Don't throw people in dungeons in order that you climb on their heads. You have to be down, they climb on your head. That's tariqah. Tariqah is to make everyone else to climb on your shoulder and you be on the lower level. Because Prophet ﷺ asked for his safety of his ummah. He will not enter paradise before his ummah enter paradise. And this is a very well known in Islam, that Prophet ﷺ will not be the first one to enter paradise, although it is his haq, it is his right for the first one to enter paradise. He said, Ya Rabbi, my ummah first. He wants to secure his ummah and then waiting for Allah's mercy for him to go or not. He wants his ummah first. Do we do that today? No. That's why they ask you, where tariqah is mentioned in Holy Quran? Allahu Akbar. Allah mentioned it. وَأَلَّوْ اسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى الطَّرِيقَةِ لَأَسْقَيْنَاهُمْ مَاءً غَدَقًا. Why Allah mentioned tariqah there? Is that? وَأَلَّوْ اسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى الطَّرِيقَةِ لَأَسْقَيْنَاهُمْ مَاءً غَدَقًا. If they means, if they keep on the right path. Allah called right path tariqah. Way, the way. We will shower them with endless showers. Heavenly showers. Yeah, that means he is going to shower you with rain. He's speaking in Surah Al-Jinn. We will shower them with endless shower. We'll shower them with heavenly shower. With blessings, with rahmah, with mercy. So that's what we are. That is what is tariqah, is to be blessed. And that's why we say, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Above every knower, there is a knower. That's why you can take tariqah, even if you had a tariqah, you can take another one, not to contradict the first one, but you might find something in this tariqah that can also accumulate more for your barakah. It's not we are taking you or that one is taking you away from your sheikh, no. Prophet ﷺ mentioned in a hadith, sahih to us, for them they say, they cannot reject it, but they say it in different meaning. أصحابك النجوم بأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم. My companions are like stars. The one you follow his way, you will be guided. But if we follow the way of two Sahabis, is not better than one? We accumulate more. If we go the way of Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar, and Sayyidina Usman, and Sayyidina Ali, they don't take us back to the same source. But everyone has, Prophet mentioned something about him. Sayyidina Abu Bakr is his friend in the cave, and he is the first Muslim. And he was the Khalifa of Prophet. Sayyidina Umar, Prophet said about him, if there was a Prophet, Umar will be Prophet. Sayyidina Usman, with the two lights, he married two daughters of Prophet ﷺ. When the first one died, he took the second one to say, I am from family of Prophet ﷺ. Sayyidina Ali, Prophet ﷺ said, أنا مدينة العلم وعلي بابه. I am the city of knowledge and Ali is the door. So if you take from the four, it's not better than take only say, oh, okay, I want Sayyidina Abu Bakr, I don't want else. No. We take from everyone because it adds up. ablution over ablution is nurun ala nur, light upon light. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if your heart is saying to you yes, so don't try to, whatever first inspiration come to your heart, follow. Don't wait for the next inspiration. It might not be an inspiration, it might be from shaitan coming to confuse you about your decision. That's why when they ask, we have been authorized to say to people when they ask, follow the first inspiration, don't follow the second. Sometimes people, I give you some small example. Sometimes people, they say, oh, we're going to give fi sabilillah $1,000. Next day, shaitan comes, oh, too much, $1,000, what's that? $900. Third day comes, sure, $900, still too much, they don't need it, $700. After 1 week, shaitan comes, say, don't give. Why you want to give? Throw fear in your heart to stop you from giving. No, follow the first inspiration, because Allah will take problems away from you. There was one must be here sitting, will not mention his name. Driving from Florida to up back to go to north here. He gave sadaqah before he left his house to Florida, and on the way back, he was telling me that his sister, I think she was driving, and they had a sure accident going to hit. They don't know how the steering wheel turned, and they were on the other side of the highway. Saved them. They fell into a ditch, and then, but they didn't go over, flipping, and the car went back to the highway. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "As-sadaqa tutaruddu al-bala wa tazidu al-umr." Sadaqa take away afflictions, problem, accidents, and stretch your life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Amen. May Allah bless us. Amen. May Allah bless everyone here and outside and wherever in the world. Bi hurmatil habib, bi hurmatil fatih. Maulana Sheikh al-Islam, Sheikh Quddus, he is the Sheikh al-Islam of Abidjan, of the country, of all Ivory Coast.